Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live on this Tuesday morning from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Nissan studio, to great radio stations across America with tomorrow's news tonight. Also, you can hear us in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet streaming online and, of course, on the satellite, the Westwood One XDS satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now, all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to all of our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for keeping us all free and safe. Now, let's not forget about everybody that's out there working tonight. Whether you're a trucker, warehouse, factory worker, butcher, baker, maintenance, janitorial worker, mechanic, construction worker, bulk mail center, whether or not you're out there with a snow plow or a sander, or you're out there doing whatever you're doing, and to the Uber, the Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thank you for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and don't forget on Twitter at Captain's America, and check out our website too, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Well, I'm going to say the pledge, and then we're going to get rolling here. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, I want to remind everybody, coming up Tuesday, January 21st, at the Manatee County Fairgrounds in Palmetto, we're going to have the Palmetto Build Family Night and a veterans tribute to all the veterans, all the Gold Star families, all the Blue Star families, all active duty military, and all veterans are invited. Now, the admission is free. Free admission that night. Veterans are going to assemble at 5:30 over at the Palmetto High School. Those of you that are able to and want to, we're going to have a veterans parade. You'll be able to assemble over there and march about 500 or 600 feet across the street right into the Veterans Hall. Because around 6 o'clock or thereabouts, the parade will start, and then no later than 7, we'll start with a special tribute to the veterans in the Veterans Hall. And there'll be special appearances there by Daryl Worley. Now, you might remember that name because he's the Nashville recording artist of the tribute song, Have You Forgotten?, which has been performed all around the world for our troops as well as for regular concert goers. And also, Jessica Lynch, the former POW, the woman that was captured during the Gulf War, you might remember her. She's the author of a book called I Am a Soldier Too. She was awarded a Bronze Star and Purple Heart for what happened to her. And she's now supporting and promoting PTSD causes, so she'll be there talking about her book as well as PTSD and whatnot. And I'll be there. I'll be making an appearance there as well, and I'll be spending just a little bit of time wishing everybody well and reminding them of all the different great things that veterans have to offer, different groups and whatnot, and looking forward to that and shaking hands and meeting a bunch of people, and hopefully you'll come up to me just like you have at some of the other events we've been at and say howdy, howdy, because we always like to put a face with a name. And this will all be January the 21st starting at 5:30, Veterans assemble for the Veterans Parade, and then at 6 o'clock, march across the street, about 500-600 feet is all it is. And then after that, we start with a special tribute, and away we go. And it's all free. It's all free that night. Now, the Manatee County Fair also is starting January 16th and runs till the 26th. To find out more, you can go to ManateeCountyFair.com, ManateeCountyFair.com, and it's a very popular venue. A lot of people, a lot of tourists go there because a lot of things to see there about the great state of Florida that you might not have seen before. And who's this? Good morning, Terry. How are you? Terry, our overnight worker up there in Nashville, Tennessee. Now, you might have heard me talk in the first hour about the situation with the Gulf of Oman and also the Straits of Hormuz. Now, the Iranians right now are intentionally jamming our communications with the ships, ship to shore and ship to ship, and they're intentionally jamming the GPS networks that are there because they're trying to get some of these big oil tankers and possibly even some of the general freighters that are in the area to stray off course. If they do that, then of course they'll send up their little fast boats and say, okay, you come with us because we capture you. Well, we've got some warships, and our allies have got some warships in the region, but we really don't have enough to pay, keep a close eye on things. So we have to rely on drones and aircraft. Now, what's going to happen if somebody takes control of another tanker in lieu of everything that's taking place? I don't know. I don't know, and I'm not going to guess. But with this president in charge, I think we might see a little different response if we're able to get to the fast boats. Because, again, the thing that Ronald Reagan did, and everybody remembers this, that remembers Ronald Reagan and what he did with Iran, he literally sank the Iranian Navy, the fast boats and all that stuff. He literally destroyed one of their naval bases and everything that was in it and everything that would float and everything that was floating out of it. So we'll see what happens. All right, I'm coming right back with more, and Kathy is going to give you the phone number here. Kathy Curtis, it's your turn. Go right ahead.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure. Really helped the. I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, that's my good friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team up there in Kirkland, Washington, which is a suburb of Seattle, where they have their plant and their facility, where they manufacture Relief Factor and many other health items, too. But Relief Factor is what caught my attention because it works. Now, I've been on it now for 3 years and 10 months. I started taking it after I was taking some medication called Mobic and Flexeril. It started to make me dizzy, made me tired when I shouldn't have been tired. And I went, nope, I don't think so. So I got rid of it. For a little while, I tried to leave. That didn't work because I took way too much of it. And you know what happens then. But anyway, then I found out about Relief Factor and I started taking it and I never looked back. Now, I did exactly what you'll do. I went and ordered the 3-week quick start plan. Now, if you're struggling with nagging pain of any type, if it's arthritis, which is what I have, back pain, which is what I have, neck pain, shoulder pain, maybe you've got hip pain or you've got knee pain, you've got ankle pain, foot pain, just general muscle aches and pain altogether, then I would suggest to you that you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start. Now, you can go to the website relieffactor.com/captain. relieffactor.com/captain is the website. There's a little short minute-long video there. It'll tell you all about it, and it's natural. There's nothing in it that's narcotic. It's nothing that's going to hurt you. It's all stuff that would help you, additional supplements to help your body fight the pain and the swelling and the aggravation that you go through. But I will tell you that in just 3 weeks, you'll know for sure with the 1995 Quick Start what's going to happen. And most people know in a couple of weeks or so. You start out with taking 3 of the packets per day, 4 capsules in a packet, easy to swallow, all natural. And then the next week you'll take 2 per day, and you'll stay on that until you run out of the product. And that's just to get it in your system to begin with, and then you just go along 2 times a day, and that continues to keep the pain in line. So check it out, relieffactor.com/captain. After all, what have you got to lose but pain, right? So there you go. All right, now, I'm going to play Nancy Pelosi again in her own infinite self. This is something a little bit different. And again, she was on with George Stephanopoulos on ABC this week. And she said, they were talking about the people, the protesters in the street. And she said, well, there's different reasons why people are in the street. Yeah, sure there is, Nancy. You got the people out there shooting at them, the bad guys, the Iranian government and the Iranian Soleimani police force, because that's the guy that runs that, the Quds force, run all that stuff out there, plain clothes and uniformed as well. But listen to the conversation.
Iran against the regime. Do you support those protesters, and would it be a good thing if they brought the regime down?
Well, the protesters are protesting, as I understand it, this brand of protesters, about the fact that plane went down, and many students were on that plane, and these are largely students in the street. I think the Iranians should have not had commercial flights going off when there
was. They're calling at the regime for lying. They're saying death to Khamenei as well.
Yeah, well, whatever it is, but the fact is this: there were protesters in the streets before against the regime. After the taking out of Soleimani, there were protesters in the street joined together, as you know, against us. That wasn't good. Taking down this plane is a terrible, terrible tragedy, and they should be held accountable for letting commercial flights go at a time that was so dangerous. But there are different reasons why people are in the street. Of course, we would love to see the aspirations of the people of Iran realized with a better situation there. But escalating the situation, unless we've exhausted every other remedy.
Which we haven't?
Well, we don't know that. We don't know that. And if the first first action to be taken on the threat of... there are a lot of bad actors who are doing bad things and threatening bad things to us. We know that, Iran being one of them, and it being its proxies doing bad things to our interests throughout the world. But how do we deal with that in a way that calms rather than escalates?
Now, I don't know about you, but Nancy has no clue what she's talking about. You cannot deal with terrorists. You can't. There is no reasoning with them. Taliban, case in point. Al-Qaeda, case in point. ISIS, case in point. Hezbollah, case in point. Hamas, case in point. I could go on, but I digress. You cannot deal with terrorists. And for these people that keep thinking, well, we need to talk and we need to have diplomacy and we need to this and we need to that. No, 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 no. I'm going to go back to my hero, Ronald Reagan, and say exactly what he said. Peace through strength. Peace through strength. And I'll go back even further. Some American history. Speak softly and carry a big stick. That was Teddy Roosevelt when he had the great white fleet that flew around, that sailed all around the world and made port stops. There you go. And that's exactly what they did. And we were respected because they knew, these countries knew if they messed with us, that they'd have hell to pay. And maybe that's what we need to do again. Stop pussyfooting around. And when they come after us, go after them with a sledgehammer. And I do mean a sledgehammer. And again, like I said, when I talked to you, mentioned a few minutes ago about the Iranian situation in the Gulf of Oman and the Straits of Hormuz, where they're tinkering around, jamming the radios and jamming the GPS, trying to get one of those tankers to stray off course so they can come zooming out with their fast boats and jump on board real fast and say, we take ship, you come with us, we steer ship into our port. They're trying to do that. Again. Oh, and one other little thing. Yesterday, Iran raised the price of their oil. They raised the price of their oil. All right, let's go to the telephone line. Come on, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, I know I shouldn't be doing this, but this is Dan the Man from Lafayette.
Well, that's okay. I don't know you, but I know Dan the Man, so you're Dan the Man from a secret location.
Okay, I think when we were in Iraq, we narrowed our focus too much. I think we could have done a lot to Iran, especially the Soleimani types, if we had just had an incursion into Iran and held some of their property for a while. When
yeah.
We didn't do that. We kind of got pussyfooted over there too. I mean, we accomplished for the Iranians, but they couldn't get done in the 80s. We basically gave them Iraq. But I think I'm like you, speak softly and carry a big stick. No,
yeah.
we should have done to Iran what we did in Kosovo. A 30-day just intense bombing. Everything. No water, no electricity, no communication. You sink their navy. And I think you would have seen the Iranians have at least the ruling class have a completely different attitude on what they have to do. I think people would have rose in the streets and overthrow the mullahs. What people don't realize that a year into that revolution back in 79 and 80,
mm-hmm.
The people were about ready to throw the Ayatollahs out when Iraq started the war.
They were.
If it wasn't for Iraq starting the war, I think this is one country, Iran, if they ever shake off this religious revolution, that will probably be one of the most secular countries you'll ever see, because I think Islam, at least Shiite Islam, I think they know it has its place, but they're not into a theocracy, and eventually you're going to see that. Somehow or other, they're going to overthrow that regime, and you will see that be a secular Muslim state.
Well, the students certainly are leading in that direction.
Well, you know what? They crave American culture.
They do.
You're right. Whether it's music, whether it's entertainment, whether it's clothing or whatever. Yeah, they crave Western, especially American culture. And that's something that most Americans don't. And as far as Nancy Pelosi goes, I hate to say this. I really do. This would get me in trouble. I think she's just hanging on so she can have her rotunda funeral.
Well, that may be, but, you know, she just also did something which directly affects Bernie and Elizabeth and Amy Klobuchar, the three senators, because they're going to have to come back to Washington, D.C. and get off the campaign trail, and that's going to help her buddy, her longtime pal, Joe Biden.
Oh, I think there's a lot of things behind this impeachment, why they drug their heels on it.
All right, well, I got to run.
I think it's going to help Biden more than anybody.
I got to run, so it's nice talking to you, and don't be a stranger.
Okay, will do, and I will talk to you later, Captain.
All right, that's Dan the Man, and Dan the Man, of course, our good friend, Lafayette, Indiana. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. More coming up on the Captain's America Third Watch and our first military and veterans news segment. Got some interesting news over there this morning. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, President Trump says attacks were imminent, and this is why he ordered the military to take out top Iranian terrorist Soleimani in Baghdad. The president saying four embassies could have been hit. He tells reporters in Washington,
when the Democrats try and defend him, it's a disgrace to our country. They can't do that. And let me tell you, it's not working politically very well for them.
In Iran, protesters continue to take to the streets again, furious with the leadership in that country over the shooting down of the Ukrainian plane. 176 people killed, including citizens from Iran, the country at first denying it. And Attorney General Bill Barr calling the shooting at the naval base in Pensacola, Florida, an act of terrorism, the shooter a Saudi national.
There are thousands of allied pilots and other military personnel who receive training on military bases throughout the United States.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our first military and veterans news edition here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, where there are two locations to serve you. Find them online at naa.edu or give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. Here's more.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now keep in mind that the National Aviation Academy has two campuses of which you can go to school at. One is in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. The other one is down here in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, in 14 short months, you will be a certified aviation maintenance tech. And let me tell you something. You'll start out at $50,000 to $60,000 a year. You'll be able to make as much money as is humanly possible, because if you're good at what you do and you learn your trade and you become skilled at it, it's not uncommon to make $70,000, $80,000, $90,000, $100,000 or more per year. Not uncommon at all. Now, I've met some of the people, the companies that hire the individuals that graduate from the National Aviation Academy. I've met some of the Delta representatives that have been there. There's two or three different people that alternate back and forth. I've also met the American Airlines people. I've also met the private companies like Lockheed Martin and Boeing that hire folks to work there as well. And it's a tremendous opportunity for anybody that can possess the patience and wherewithal to learn a trade that's going to keep you working for many, many years to come. You will never have to worry about not having a job as a certified aviation maintenance tech. So check them out online, NAA.edu, that's NAA.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080. Again, the telephone number, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour of one of their facilities. Ask to take the tour. And then don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. It'll turn your life totally around. Well, we've heard about the Saudi Arabian military personnel that are here, right? And the fact that they were here to learn how to fly and operate jets and this, that, and the other, and work on them and all that, all of the above, which is all true, which is all true. But it's not just a dozen of them that are being asked to leave. As of yesterday, there were 21 that the FBI and the Department of Justice had in their crosshairs and asked them to leave because of what they found on their tablets, their laptops, their cell phones, just some of the general information and some of the chatter that was going on. Some of these people were, they had jihadist material on their cell phones and laptops and whatnot. A few of them had pornographic material and kiddie porn and child stuff on there, which is, you know, part of their modus operandi for some strange reason. But the big stink was Attorney General Barr wanted to find out more and couldn't because Apple wouldn't go in there where they had the cloak dagger that's in there and some of those private chat rooms they go into and all that stuff. Apple would not go in there and open up the phones, release the phones so that they could see what was in there. They would not decode them. So that's a problem. And when you're dealing with terrorists, for God's sake, and you're dealing with people that are suspected of terrorism, wouldn't you think companies like Apple and whoever else might just want to do the right thing? Wouldn't you think? I would, but that's just me. That's just me. And good morning, Steve in Thailand. And yes, I will do that when Denise comes on. I will certainly do that for you. So there you go. And we'll see what we can find out for you. How's that? And that's a good question you got there, too, my friend. And I hope you feel better. You're telling me you haven't been feeling all that great. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I hope you feel better. Because, after all, it is all about doing what you need to do. And let's see, Mr. London. Okay, all right. Well, you're from Tampa, Gulfport. All right. All right. London, England is the man's name on Facebook, and he's complimenting us on the program, and we thank you very much. We try. All right. Now, back to what we're talking about here. Now, again, it's not a dozen. It's 21 Saudi military students that are being deported right away. They're being sent back where they came from, and they're going to be dealt with by the Saudis in whatever manner they have, because they could have charged them, apparently, the Attorney General was saying yesterday, with some of what they had, but instead they chose to send them back to Saudi Arabia to have whatever they're going to do done by them. Now, the protests in Iran are going to continue. They're not going to stop. the Saudi trainees, they've stopped the program now, so there's no reason for them to stay in the country. So they'll all be going back, a couple hundred or thereabouts or something like that. Might be a few more. And the other thing is Burisma, the company that kind of started it all with Hunter Biden, they have been compromised. Now, there's a story on Fox, but Denise Simon also wrote about them, and we're going to be talking about that when she comes on. Burisma has been hacked by the Russians. And all that information that was in there, the Russians are right smack dab in the middle of the impeachment proceedings. Again, here they find themselves in the middle of American politics because they hacked into Burisma and got the information that was in there as to who was doing what and why they were doing it and who was getting money. So when you want to talk about the Russians owning somebody, hey, Joe Biden, I think the Russians have got something on you, my man, because your son is all over there, and so weren't you getting money from them during the course of your 8 years in office. Again, you heard me say $7.5 billion to the father over an eight-year period. Now, some of that was also shared with his brother, who got some large sums of money from the Ukraine. And Hunter got a total of $3.5 billion, counting the Chinese deal, which was $1.5 billion. Nice work if you can get it, huh? So, you want to talk about people that have been compromised? Hey, the Bidens, Joe and Hunter, have been compromised by what the Russians did with Burisma. Now, we're going to be talking about that when Denise comes on. But remember, the United States, it wasn't their first rodeo, their first go-around when they took out Soleimani. They had tried but failed to take out another senior Iranian commander on the same day that the American airstrike killed the Revolutionary Guard's top general in Yemen. And they had the go-ahead orders on Soleimani going all the way back to June of last year. That was when they got the go to go after Soleimani. And they finally got the opportunity to do what needed to be done last week. And it's a good thing. It's a good thing. And Rand Paul is accusing former President Barack Obama of targeting hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people to be spied upon, including members of Congress. Now, I don't know where he's coming up with his information, but we'll see if we can find out more during the break here. I'll be right back with more of the next Truckers Highway and Bible Report as we come right back on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
This is Donna Peduccia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. There ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect when some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, truckers' hearts get broke. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white ride.
Alrighty, that's the Highway Junkie song, and that's how we start this Truckers Highway and Byway segment. Always brought to you by your Pilot and Flying J near you. Now your Pilot travel centers are not your daddy's truck stop anymore, pull on in there. You'll find out why, because you're going to find something that you hadn't expected. Instead of just going in there and grabbing yourself, a bag of potato chips, a cup of coffee, maybe one of those hot dogs that they used to have up on a roller, you're going to find yourself some real interesting food there, because they got themselves some stuff that's going to just tickle your fancy. How about a McDonald's? How about a Wendy's? How about an Arby's? How about a Taco Bell? How about a Subway, a Pizza Hut? How about a Dairy Queen full service? How about a Dunkin' Donuts full service menu? They got it all. That's the Pilot Travel Center nearest you. And make sure you tell me Captain sent you. And you stop in on a third watch, you're going to get yourself a free cup of coffee, too. So there you go. Now, an active weather pattern is continuing right now. A pair of storms, actually. Winter systems moving across the Pacific Ocean. It's going to keep unsettled weather in places across the Northwest all week long. Heavy mountain snow is the rule of thumb. Also, heavy low elevation rain, strong winds along the coast are all in the forecast. And then there is a front in the southeastern United States tonight, which will be the focus for numerous clusters of showers and thunderstorms, which will be capable of producing heavy rainfall and quite a bit of concern for flash flooding, which we're currently probably seeing by the looks of what I'm looking at here in North Georgia to the north of Atlanta and northwest of Atlanta and right up towards Tennessee line and over towards the Alabama line. There's quite a bit of rain up in there right now. Now, I will start along the Gulf. We've got patchy fog in Florida tonight. But up in the panhandle, I-10 west from about Big Bend all the way over to Houston, Texas, and all the way down the coast to Brownsville, you've got areas of dense fog, areas of very poor visibility. I'm being told in some cases it's zero. By the truckers that are out there traveling. You've got some showers on and off in some of those areas. You've got some flood warnings in the southern part of Mississippi, southern part of Alabama, parts of Louisiana. And the fog doesn't just go along the coastline, because over in Texas, it goes all the way to San Antonio and all the way down to Laredo and all the way down into Brownsville. And all the way north to the Dallas Metroplex, I-35, straight up through Oklahoma City, this path of fog, this swath of fog, is a good 100 to 150 miles wide. And it goes up into Kansas, definitely goes up through Wichita, goes up through Emporia, goes up through Kansas City, goes up into the southeastern and eastern portion of Nebraska, right up just about to, it does. It goes all the way to Omaha and over into the east in Iowa, Council Bluffs, and then on an angle over towards the south central part of the state. And then Missouri, it comes down into Missouri. It actually goes through Columbia and on down towards the southwest central part of Missouri. And then right in the middle of the state of Missouri, right there, smack dab in the middle, to the south, along I-44 and Fort Leonard Wood and east of Springfield, you've got some dense fog over in there. Now, also, not to be outdone, you've got some fog up into South Carolina along I-95. And the snow in the northern part of Iowa, snow in the southern part of Minnesota, snow in the western part of Wisconsin, snow way, way, way up in the north part of Minnesota tonight. You've got snow in Washington State. You've got snow in Oregon, a winter storm warning for the Medford, Oregon area and inland in the mountains there. You've got snow in Nevada, snow in Northern California, all the higher elevations, snow in the higher elevations of Idaho You've got snow in Montana. 4th of July tonight, it's got a winter storm warning up there, chain law in effect. Snow in Wyoming tonight, western part of Wyoming, and coming up into Wyoming out of Utah, going up in towards Rollins, snow through there, and high winds over to the east side of Wyoming tonight. And that's what you got, so be careful, pay attention to the weather. And in the fog, if you're along I-10 all the way from just a little bit west of Lake City, probably around, well, certainly Tallahassee, but all the way to San Antonio, Texas, you've got areas of dense fog and very poor visibility. So please be careful. All right, well, joining us right now, we've got the football fan extraordinaire, and that would be Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, because all she was doing last night was sending Facebook messages out about Tigers, Tigers.
I just sent one.
I saw people answering you, and I answered you, too.
Well, I mean, they did, for sure, but
yeah, it was funny.
Tigers.
Yeah, I know.
My son early on said, okay, I got Tigers tonight. What you guys got? Because they're both Tigers.
Well, I'll tell you this much. The way that game started last night, and we'll talk about this a little bit. The way that game started last night, you would have thought that Clemson would have run them right out of the building. And I'm thinking to myself, boy, this isn't right. But I noticed the quarterback, the LSU quarterback, had apparently suffered some bruised ribs or something like that, because he was in pain. He was nursing whatever, and he had a flak jacket on, come to find out.
They all do.
All right, well, he did, and didn't affect him, you know, later on in the game, but early in the game it did, and then when he was running, he got popped a couple times. Boy, he got smacked that one time by that linebacker. I guess he got tossed out of the game, didn't he?
That was not targeting. I watched that several times. The helmet is shoulder pad. That's not, and plus there was another player underneath him, so there was almost no other way for him to be hit. But that, I'm sorry, you know, I happen to be both a Clemson fan too, but that one was not targeting.
Well, I don't know where, was that an instant replay or something? Is that what they did?
Yeah, they did. They ruled it on a targeting on an instant replay. And,
okay.
You know, he was ejected from the game. But no, sorry, it wasn't.
Well, congratulations, of course, go to the
LSU
for their great victory, 42-25?
24, yeah.
Yeah, very good game, and congratulations to them, and well-deserved. They deserved to win the game. They were the better team, and that's all you can say.
That's it.
Yep.
That's it.
Now, in the meantime, when we come back, we have a question from one of our listeners, Steve, in Thailand, about Iran, but we are going to talk about some different things. And by the way, Fox News wrote this very interesting story that's on the front page right now about the Burisma situation, and has it been compromised? And we're going to talk about that, too, because Denise wrote a story about that as well. So we're going to get into all of that. And we got questions from Steve and that, and we'll be right back because here comes the music. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. And don't forget, it is all about we the people here on this program. And right now, we're going to get down and get into some stuff. And let's not forget that yesterday, the Attorney General also said that the DOJ was consulted before the Soleimani strike. So, there you go. I'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming right back after the top of the hour news and your stations get to identify themselves.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.